Rebecca.
Eric, bark for Daddy. Bark for Daddy. Come on. Yeah, say hi, Daddy. Say, I miss you. Say, hurry home. Hurry home, Daddy. Say, hurry home. Say, hurry home, Daddy. Oh, good boy, Eric. That's Daddy, Jeffrey wants to tell you what just happened to him outside when he was holding Eric on a leash. Okay, Jeffrey.
Daddy, he knocked me over and Vincent came over and shot Eric in a tizzy.
What Jeffrey's trying to tell you, Daddy, is that Eric knocked him over and little Vincent from across the street came over with his little gun and he said to Eric, I'm going to shoot you in the tushy. Okay, tell Daddy.
Daddy, Daddy's going to make me some goodies, mandel bread.
No, Nanny's going to make Daddy mandel bread, tell him.
Look, Daddy's going to make you mandel bread.
And send it over to you.
And send it over to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell him your
name. Bob, look, she's had yes, sir, yes, sir. My best rope. One for my master, one for my dicks. That for the little boy that cries down the lane. Now I hear it.
Howard, I received all the original service records from Canoga Park Lincoln Mercury dealer. And I think the reason Glenn wants those is to show the factory that there was never any negligence on the car, but now I have to wait for the most important one, which is Leader Lincoln Mercury in Atlanta, and I haven't received anything yet, but I only wrote to them on Tuesday, so they didn't receive it until Thursday. Now it's Saturday at noontime, and would you believe I haven't even made the beds yet? I did the breakfast dishes though, honey. Sheila called this morning and wanted to know if I would like to go with her and Glenn Monday night to the Music Center to see Rosalinda. And I said I would like to go very much because I've never been there and I don't think you have either.
Hi, Daddy. It's Gary. And Nanny made me a sweater. And she made Jeffrey one too. And she's working on something now. Just a minute, I'll ask her something. Open something. And Jeffrey's sitting there knitting with his wool set. He's sitting with his mouth closed like he always does. And he just made it through, and now he's doing something. He's sticking the needle through. And he's trying to get it through, but he can't. But he just made it. Our neighbors are just putting up a new aerial. They've been moving it they just started it about an hour ago. And we went up the hills by our house. We went up with Carrie that lives up the street from us, and another girl. And we went up those hills and through sticks and rocks down. And I'm not going to talk anymore. You want to talk to Mommy now.
Howard, I received all the service records from Leader Lincoln Mercury. And it doesn't look to me like there's anything on there that says that we had any trouble of any kind prior to the 24,000 miles or even afterwards. Everything seems to be fine. So I'm now waiting for your detailed letter to let Glenn know what to do from here, because I've written and received everything that I can from this end. The house is all in shape now, and I'm just waiting for Foster to come over this afternoon and put three last boxes up on the shelf, and he's going to return the dog cage, and then I think we're in pretty good shape around here. I'm going to sign off now because I want to mail this tape to you today. It's now Saturday afternoon, and would you believe I just finished the house? We received three New Year's cards, one from the Beagans, one from Arlene, and one from Aunt Edith.
And we found two tubes, and I've just been working on my tube to try and patch a hole up, and I think it's working. I tried some of that glue and see if it would work. I did a little dots on the holes, and now I'm letting it dry. And Eric, you can probably hear Eric barking too. And just a minute, I want to see if Jeffrey wants to talk. Hey, Steven, I love you. And I made you a picture that I'm getting all ready to mail. And Jeffrey got one all ready to mail you. And Nanny's still working on it. You probably can't hear me too good because Eric is barking. He's barking at something out on the other, about in the kitchen somewhere, out of the window.
Off, Eric.
He's barking at those men up there, and Mommy's gonna mail this tape right now. And then he says goodbye, and Jeffrey says goodbye, and Eric says goodbye, and Mommy says goodbye, and I say goodbye. Goodbye. Hey, what?
Terrific Hanukkah candles. They don't even light.
Well.
Okay.
I wanted to light
it. You did. You already lit one.
Okay.
How about if Mommy takes a picture of Daddy?
I
want
to take a picture.
Yeah, why don't you say hello to him?
Hi, Ellie. Hello,
say hello to Auntie and Uncle Fred.
Hello, Sam.
No, you don't blow out the Hanukkah candles.
Just now, we light the candles on a
what's that thing called?
That's
a menorah.
A menorah.
Tell them what you asked me to buy you.
I asked my dad to buy me a
the thing that you saw on the box of candles.
Box of candles. The candles.
You forgot what it was already?
My
what
dad.
Did you see on the box of candles that you wanted.
Dreidel.
He wants a dreidel. We don't have any dreidels here. We have to get those from California. Maybe some good fairy will send.
Would you send me a dreidel?
Maybe the Hanukkah fairy will send it. Maybe Mommy's got some presents for you boys if you're good.
Well,
you think she does?
Huh? I don't have very much to say anymore.
You don't, huh?
So,
okay.
Maybe I'll let my mom or my brother come to talk.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Again. See you next year. Over. Bye-bye.
Over. You didn't thank him for the great present.
Oh, but thank you for the great present.
What present?
The present that you gave me for Christmas.
What was it?
The money.
No.
What else?
And,
your favorite present?
My record.
No. What's your favorite one? Which one have you been playing with all the time? Remember we took it over to Larry's?